Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Nah. We don't want to feel that. What's up, Dree?
What's going on,
me and Superfly? Superfly.
Yeah.
I can't stand the rain. A tribute to this DMV weather right now. You know,
I'm looking out the window.
I get off work and it's just coming down. I'm like, wow.
We so tight that you get our style tangled. Sway your do-he-do like you loco. Can we get thinking tonight like Coco? So-so, you wanna play with my yo-yo. I smoke my on the D-Lo.
Hey. Trees got the keys to my Jeep. What's up, sir?
What's going on,
how
bro?
You feeling? Hey, man. I don't know where to start. You know what I mean? I'm just, you can tell by the way, I know you can hear me smiling.
Hey, I'm over here. I'm over here smiling as well. We got so much to talk about, and then I'm over here on the countdown. So you know, I'm just like, yes, let's do this.
Geeked out. It's a dang on shame how these sports got us. You know, but I wouldn't have it any other way. We would like to officially welcome everyone in to Kale's Corner with myself and my super beautiful, super talented, the girl that knows the world, Miss T, on the other line holding me down. Y'all know, y'all will see, DMV Kale will mess up somewhere and treat to say, Kale, no, it's such and such, Kale. And I just got to say, oh, you right. Let her do her thing. You're talking about? Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. We got to talk about this NBA and the playoff seasons and, you know, the condition that some teams are finding themselves in, both positive and negative, you know, where they all are and how some teams are seeming to strengthen and tighten together, while other teams are seeming to just, you know, shadow apart a little bit here. So we're gonna talk about that. We're going to talk about the NFL draft, and we're going to take the time to go over whether you like what your team did, you're okay with what your team did, you wish they did more, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to go over the MLB. The season is early, but like Teresa and I spoke last week, a lot of these teams have developed a pure and divine, for lack of better term, hatred for each other. So, we're going to check that out to see what's going on. Bryce Harper suffered an injury. I don't know what it is with the Phillies, but it seemed like ever since Bryce Harper has been a part of that team, he's just suffered injury after injury, you know? So we're going to check on and see what's going on with that and so much more, you know. Like Tree said, we have a lot to talk about. And we're glad that you guys have joined us. And we're going to get right to it after this quick 563-999-3782. Y'all didn't even know it was coming. 563-999-3782 is the number. Y'all pass it along. Tell somebody that this is their chance, their opportunity to talk about their team. And we'll welcome them with open arms. We'll be right back, y'all.
I'll just run to the kitchen to the girl and with the ear tell me it's under their blog. They don't surround them off the track and they must be a proud player. Don't feel the tears. Help up my youth. Get it.
I know this little girl. Her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of roses. If I ever tell you about Maxine, you all that say I don't know what I know. But murder, she wrote.
Real.
Murder, she wrote.
Action on with him, a pretty face and bad character. Then the kind of living can hold talk up. Follow me. A pretty face and bad character. Then the kind of living can hold talk up. Then girl, you're pretty, your face is pretty, but your character dirty. Tell you just a act to flirty. You run to Tom Dick and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry. Good now.
Have a cozy kind of wish it to come with the jam. She know about the loom, black and every morning man.
You never heard about this girl named Titi.
Yeah.
If you think like a bunch of roots. If I ever tell you about Titi, you better say, I don't know, cause murder, she will. Hey, NBA, those Wizards, I'm telling you, Treat, and see, it's kind of gotten to the point where I've kind of gotten to the point where I don't want to quit fussing and going off because I don't want to change the course of things. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like if I switch up and give their props and you know all that, somebody will hear me and they'll start playing, I don't want to say soft, but different, you know. I heard today that one Stephen A. Smith was going off about Scott Brooks. Come on, Treece, put it in our ear. What exactly did he say?
He Scott Brooks said that he was kind of, him and Scott Brooks, we don't get along from some stuff he said back in the day. So, but he said Scott Brooks said that Westbrook was the second best point guard in the league right now. And he said, well, if that's the case, why haven't y'all been winning more games? And you know, put his record up on the thing and said, "Well, this is y'all record." And plus, when you was in OKC, you had Ibaka. He named all of them: Ibaka, Kevin Durant, you know, Westbrook, Harden, think of the other guy's name. He named a whole bunch of people that he had on the team, and he said he still couldn't win. And plus, the whole time he was there, he only had two winning seasons. And the whole time he's been here at Washington, he only had one winning season. So how can he say that Westbrook, now that he's on a winning streak and all that, that he said Scott Brooks is just not a good coach. He said he's not a good coach, and if y'all had a better coach, y'all probably would win more games. That's what he said.
Let's get another opinion on this one here. Brother Ted, Theodore, how you doing today, Ted?
Hey, what's up, Lady T? What's going on, Kel? Kel's calling. Do I need to act like Stephen A. before I come on and stuff? And, you know? Listen, let me break that. I agree with him on some things as far as
right.
Coach cannot coach. Okay, y'all need a different coach. Me and Kel have been saying that. But as far as Westbrook, I'm tired of them not giving that boy his props. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm tired of him not giving him his props because me and Kel has discussed this. I discussed this. Me and Kel discussed this maybe a month ago. I talked about how what the team that Kevin Durant and them had in OKC when Scott Brooks was coaching that team. He had that young team with Kevin Durant, as the ones you said, with Ibaka, and then he had Steven Adams. That's the other one you were looking for.
That's him.
And then they had Perkins came over there. Okay, so they had a young mob. They had a young mob that was coming, okay? But check it out. Westbrook stayed. He didn't leave. Kevin Durant left first. Westbrook stayed and gave his whole heart and soul. Gave his heart and soul, so it was time to kind of move on because they weren't going in any type of direction, okay, because everybody had left. They got rid of Ibaka, Steven Adams, all them. So Westbrook was the last one trying to do what he can for the city. Okay?
Right.
So he went to Houston because they asked him to come to Houston. James Harden asked him to come to Houston and such as that. So he went there. So something didn't work out because of, I don't know. I don't know if it's James Harden or whatever, because he knew Westbrook was going to get that shine. Because this man averaged a triple-double for like two or three seasons. Nobody has done that since Oscar Robertson. Come on. You in the conversation with the black and white. You know what I mean? When I say black and white,
it's only been done three times, and Russell Westbrook was two of them, and Oscar Robertson was the other one, like you said.
Exactly. You're only two. He's mentioned in the company, like I say, black and white, and that means black and white film. That's all you get on Oscar Robertson, the big O.
Yeah.
You know, so he's mentioned with great. So you get, and they label him as a this and that, and bad teammate. I said, no, he just go hard. And if you ain't playing hard, man, he going to check you. And that's what you got to do if you ain't playing hard. Okay? So if you got these soft dudes and they ain't playing hard and they can't accept nobody getting in their mug, and he's controversial. You know, he's controversial. Yeah. He's this and that. No, dude, you ain't playing hard because I go hard all the time. And this boy has been injured. And, man, give him his props.
Right.
Give him his props.
LeBron said,
man, put some respect on that man's name.
I could care less about LeBron, but
I do owe
Westbrook because you guys told me, especially Ted, Kale, give him time to heal. Kale, give him a chance to heal. That boy going. That boy is magnificent. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Okay. He was saying you guys were saying give him time to heal. He's going to turn it around. You're going to see a different player, and I have to say, I ain't seen nothing but a different player. His intensity, his effort. His leadership, you know, and the leadership part, I totally, completely missed that. And not just in Westbrook, but in Bill as well. You know, they interviewed Bill the other night, and Bill was saying how he realized that his body language was determining a lot of his teammates' action and the way that these guys were approaching the game. And he said that though he's not the out front verbal leader Westbrook is, but he realized he is that action leader. And that was something I thought about. Mike was that get in your face, you going to do better, Russell Westbrook style of leader. Scotty was that shy boy, lead by example type leader. And they made it work. They made it work. And I see Westbrook and Bill making it work. I see him constantly in Cassius Winston's ear, constantly in Bonga ear, and telling those guys, don't give up, don't get frustrated. We're going to need you before it's all over with. And those young men have really taken to the leadership that what some, hey, listen, sometimes it takes two. Because people have so many personalities and they come from so many directions. Sometimes it takes two different type of leaders to accomplish the job. And that is what I see with the Wizards. Now, what I am going to say, and the same thing that Stephen A. said, and the same thing Brother Ted just said, and what I've been saying all along, Scott Brooks is not the appropriate coach for this team. He's not. He's not. Scott Brooks is going to hurt this team because his clock management, his player personnel management, play calling, all of that. How many times have we seen the Wizards come out of a timeout with a play design and we're like, oh, okay. Yeah. We always see them come out of a timeout, everybody standing around except for Westbrook and Beal. Hachimura standing around. Gaffey Gaffrey. He's standing around, and I can tell it's at the coach's request because Gaffrey is a very active. Matter of fact, all of our big men, even Lopez.
His name is Gaffer.
Gaffer.
Put some respect on his name.
All of those guys. hey, listen. He definitely is respect. So you are absolutely right. Let me put some respect on his name. Mr. Gaffer out there balling. He's an active center. He's a move around type guy. So what I sound like now, Tree?
It's breaking. It's like going in and out a little bit.
Okay. So I look at this Wizards team, and we all know in the beginning of the season, I did a lot of complaining. I did a lot of complaining, and I'm still not happy with the coaching, but.
Right.
I can see that these boys have made up in their mind what they're going to do in spite of
right.
the coach.
Right.
And I for one, appreciate it. I appreciate it, man. You know, I watched them last night, 46 points in the paint.
No, 96. 40,
I'm sorry, 96 points in the paint. 46 assists. Set
assists.
A team record.
50 total assists. 50 total assists, 96 points in the paint. Russell Westbrook had 24 assists and 21 rebounds and 14 points.
What I tell you, that's a triple-double. Can I touch on something real quick? Kel, I want to piggyback on what you said as far as they making it work, Westbrook and Beal, you know. And how they making it work. And you do got two alpha males, like you said. Westbrook is more outspoken, but Beal is more quiet type. He need to lead more by his actions. Westbrook going to do both of them, you know. But also Westbrook recognized that this is Beal's team. So he's going to do everything he can to help Beal, not go against him. They're not competing for anything. They're not competing for the key to the city, as you would say, like him and Wall was doing. Even though they said they was friends and they get along and this and that, but it was a competition thing because Wall was it when he came. But when Beal came and started shining, they was giving Beal that love. They was buying his jerseys then, you know. So it was a competition thing, you know. So therefore, it couldn't have worked, you know, because Wall wanted his shine and Beal wanted his. you know, even though, because then Walt had the ball, and he didn't want to, as I said, he had the control of that, and he wasn't really ready to pass that torch like that, man. So, therefore, Westbrook is that perfect fit because he's been there. He don't have anything to prove. Only thing he has to prove, let's try to win one, man. Y'all got a great young man.
Right.
Listen, I just want to come and help y'all. I just want to give y'all what I got, these triple-doubles, and I can get it. Y'all just help me.
Right.
Let's do it. And then also, one more thing. Y'all also had y'all had people that's been out. Y'all got a boy that's been out that's young and tough. Okay, y'all had changes in your lineup and changes in your team. You had Bill had been out, Westbrook had been out, Archie Moore had been out. Okay, Brian is out still. So, you know, they got that excuse. This is any other teams, you know. So they, man, please, like I told, like man, you talked about Kel. Y'all gonna be dangerous in the playoffs. Don't nobody want to see y'all. Y'all going to be dangerous, but y'all need a new coach. Y'all need what T said, I think Tree said this the other day. Not the other day, but way back, and she said, what's the boy name? Ballhead.
Sam Cassell.
That's it. They need Sammy, baby. You know? That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it, right there.
Because just like you said, because right now, Ted, their third is Westbrook. Because you every time they come off the sideline, that's what the coach he talking to Westbrook. What we doing? What's going on? What's happening? What you saying?
Because you don't know nothing.
Westbrook is the third coach out there, so that's why they really dine in to Westbrook and Bill because their team. You know what I mean? Like, they really come as a little package deal. Like, they bonded together because what they do would work without each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring
so
my man Lou in.
Let's
bring Lou in. Hey, Lou.
Yes.
Hey, Lou.
Good.
Hey, Lou, good evening.
I know the Nets is your team, and you know you root for your boys. You know, I give no qualm there. But have you even caught up or been able to see a little bit of what we're talking about with this Wizards team?
I've heard about it. I mean, they're making strides, but they, you know, still got a ways to go. I mean, they're in the 10th spot of the conference, and you know, but the Bulls are right behind him. And I also heard about the Stephen A. Smith comment, too. Oh, boy.
What did you think of that? What did you think of Stephen A.'s comment?
I never believe anything. I don't believe much of what he says anyway. But, you know, I think he's off his rocker. Then again, he usually is.
Well, I'm not going to say, believe it or not, I can't say that he was off of his rocker because he was basically saying what I've been saying all season.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And Ted, anybody that knows basketball, you can look at this team and tell that a dominant male figure, it's missing. You got two guys that are very dominant,
right?
And they need adequate leadership, man. They need adequate. They need somebody who's been there, done that, and is going to stand up for them. Westbrook catch a tag first. Bradley Beal caught a tech, and I said to myself, well, when is Scott Brook going to catch his tech? Those are your superstars on your team. This is the opportunity for you to gain the trust in players beside Beal and Westbrook. You know what I mean? I remember in high school, we had a game against our – arch nemesis, Fairmont Heights. And
okay.
I watched the coach a player, a popular player, a dude named Quentin, caught a tech. Then this guy named Quasi caught a tech. And the coach, it was like he was looking, boom, he caught the tech. That gymnasium, that team, that, I mean, everybody yeah. was in up in an uproar and just in
sure.
of what they were watching. And I said, you know, when Scott Brooks didn't take that technical, it reminded me of that high school game. And I said to myself, a damn high school coach knows I need to get a tech as well to show my players and the fans that I am with them, you know. And mm-hmm. Scott Brooks just allowed the moment to just fade away. He allowed the moment yeah. to pass. Now, I know some will say, well, will Sam Cassell have gotten that tech? And I say to you, the person that said that, I think Sam Cassell would have been in a position where he wouldn't have to have, had to have gotten a tech. I think Sam Cassell wants the frustration of Westbrook, Bradley Beal. He would have done something on his yeah. own to distract the referees onto him. That is the difference. That is the difference. We seen it. We saw it with Pat Riley. We saw it. Phil Jackson. We've seen yeah. it with the seasoned coaches when it get thick before they allow their players to get that call or find themselves in trouble or. The referees who always, in my book, are trying to find a reason to show and be the look yeah. at me like somebody actually paid to come in the arena and see them, you know, that coach would step up and buffer between his player and that referee. Scott Brooks right. didn't do that at all. And just like, whoa, yo, that is, for lack of a better term, that's piss poor coaching. That is piss poor coaching.
Yes.
You're just going to sit there with your face mask on the sideline and allow your player. Listen, Ted, and you can vouch for this. We were in the military, okay? And in the military, following the chain of command, we had that captain, squad leader, and that platoon sergeant. Well, there were mm-hmm. certain responsibilities that fell on each leader.
Mm-hmm.
And as a leader, it was your job to know the responsibility of the man beneath you and above you. Not so that yeah. you can talk back or because if anything happens to that leader, you are to take control. You are to step yeah. up.
Yeah.
The Wizards do yeah. not have proper leadership. They do not have proper leadership because I don't know how many times I've looked on that sideline and everybody looked lost. Everybody looked confused. Check them out at the beginning of a yeah. timeout when the players go sit down to drink their water and the coaches all huddle up together. Those guys are looking confused. What the heck is going on? Go ahead, Ted.
I want to think about, like you say, when you touched on about a coach, you know, getting the back and, you know, showing his team that, hey, I got your back and I'm going to go – to war with you also. I'm not just going to sit in this tent and give out commands, yeah. you know, instructions. I'm going to go out there and battle with you. I think about Jeff Van Gundy, you know, when he was with New York, when he was I mean, he literally was on the ground, had his wrapping around the boy from Georgetown.
Lonzo Moore?
Yeah. He was wrapped around Lonzo Moore in his leg, man. You know, going to battle for his team. Okay?
Yeah.
He got into the thick of this. He just didn't sit down there and come in. He got in it with him. Smallest thing out there. And on the ground, didn't care if he got stepped on or not. But that shows me how, you know, he had that respect to that team, man. Okay? And then, like I said, we was talking about the coach that needs to be coaching. Okay, that boy
Sam Cassell
from Baltimore. Yeah, Sam Cassell.
Sam Cassell, definitely.
Sam Cassell. He would have got the respect from that team because he's a champion. He's big. Scott Brooks hasn't won anything on no type of level that I know of.
Nope.
Okay, Sam Cassell is an NBA championship. I believe he had two of them with Houston. Okay, and Sam Cassell been in some playoff wars, and he's tough in the city. Okay, so he know, and he can command the respect from those guards, which position that he also plays. So he can give them that instruction, what they need to do. And like you said, he wouldn't have gotten in that predicament. But if it had to have happened, he would have buffered for that and said, hey, you know, whatever. He would have. And Doc Rivers is another one that does that. Even Dan Antoni, you know, even though he's off his mind, he will get a text. He will speak up and say something to the refs, you know?
Yeah.
So hey, like you say, you got to have a good chain of command. And then it falls on the top of your leader, you know? And then from what your leader instruction goes down from your captains to your top players and then the rest of your squad, you know, and then to your bench. So, hey, like you say, y'all need a new coach, man, but y'all got a good mob, man. Y'all got a good mom.
Yeah.
You know, so don't have me get out there. I'll take it. Real quick, can I ask a question for Lou since he is?
Yeah.
Lou, I don't know if you saw the Milwaukee game, you know, Nets against Milwaukee, but Kevin Durant didn't look like a superstar to me. He might have scored points, but I didn't see him show up on the defensive end.
Not in that game.
Well, he shied away. So they you know they play tonight at 7:30.
Yes,
so
I do.
Okay. So I'm gonna watch that also. So we'll talk Thursday, and we want to see how he does against Giannis because I felt he should have been sticking Giannis also a little bit more instead of shying away or even help defense. You know, if somebody else, Blake or DeAndre, sticking him, you got them long arms help. When they trying to slow him down, come on, just help, man. Sag back and help. He didn't do none of that.
Nope.
Yeah.
He was playing like he was a little hurt. I mean, I ain't going to say he was like a little hurt because he is coming back off an injury, but he just wasn't playing like his normal self, like moving around like his normal self. So I think he
Giannis hurt his ankle two games before that.
Yeah.
He sat out the game before
that's
but
right.
He had twisted his ankle a couple of games before that. You know?
Time out. We up against what, y'all? We it's my fault. I'm loving this conversation. But we ran completely over. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. What's up, big boy? I see y'all. I asked a question to you guys to think about it. Why not Sam Cassell? Why not Sam Cassell? Remember that, and be ready to answer that when we come back, y'all.
Mr. Bombastic, we order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Mr. Lover. Mr. Lover. Girl. Mr. Lover. Mr. Lover. She call me Mr. Bombastic. Fantastic, but
Watchmen on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic on me fantastic. Watchmen on me box, she says I'm Mr. Smooth, just like a silk. Half and cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover. Now take me thin or filled with my sexual physique. You know me well, Bill. Do me, oh my, well, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Girl, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the young girl who can ring my bell and I can take rejection. So you tell me go to well, I'm bombastic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on my body, says I'm Mr. Rowe. Romantic, tell me fantastic.
Yeah, Mr. Bombastic. I love that song. Before we went on break, I asked a question. Why not Sam Cassell? Why not? I mean, we're talking about a guy who has been a champion. We're talking about a guy who has been through the rigmarole of NBA season, not just NBA season where his team lost and it was over. No. NBA season where his team went to the finals and won a championship. We're talking about a guy basically who has been there and done that. Why not your next team? And I see Steve Nash has been given an opportunity, and I'm not hating on Nash, and I applaud the young man for you know, taking advantage of the opportunity that has been bestowed upon him. But how do you legitimately Sam Cassell has not been given an opportunity, and I've seen Sam Cassell, he's gone from the bench with one team to another team to another. Why has he not been given the opportunity yet? There was a time when Sam didn't want it. He wanted to get more familiar with what was going on and what was expected of him, head coach. But he's past that now. And it is a disgrace on the NBA that this man has not been given an opportunity coach yet. Boy, you got something to say, big boy?
Hey, big boy.
Hey, I was on mute. My bad.
I was going to say, take yourself on mute.
What's up, big boy?
Hey, what's up, Jay? I mean, really, basically, the man got the experience. It's something about once you win, once you do something like on that level, you want to keep doing it, even if you're not out there on the floor doing it. You want to be a part of that. And why you wouldn't want that mentality or that hunger and that drive in your organization, nah, I can't make sense of that. I can't understand.
I mean, you got a dude who is a proven commodity. Why not give him an opportunity at head coaching, man? Why not give him? So, what is it going?
Your phone is breaking up real bad.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
What is it going to hurt to give the man an opportunity? That's where I'm at. Ted, come on, Ted. I know you got something on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I totally agree. I don't see why not neither. He has the pedigree, man, and he like Big Boy say, he has experience because, yeah. And like you also say, he's been under the benches of good coaches. You know, he's won a championship mm-hmm. as a player, but then also he's been under the tutelage of some great coaches. And right now he's sitting under the bench of a good coach. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. also another one, so another name out there, Chauncey Billups, has been getting schooling and schooled. And stuff
yeah.
And like that, you know. I had said Mark Jackson, but like T said, I don't think he's one coach anymore. He's done. I don't think he has that desire. He's comfortable where he's at. But as far as hungry and wants one, and also has a championship, Chauncey Billups. So those two names I'm gonna throw out there. But
Chauncey started his after playing career. On TV, we saw Chauncey on TV, so I can understand that you know. While I believe, me personally, I'm with you 1,000%. Give him the opportunity, but I can understand NBA team saying he wanted to be in the media at first. You know what I mean? Let's give him some time to make sure that this is what he wants. So I can understand that with Chauncey, but with Sam Cassell, the moment he retired, he became an assistant coach, and that is where he's been.
Well, maybe that's all was available. I don't know what was available for Chauncey.
I was going to say,
Chauncey,
that was all was presented to Chauncey at the time, Like, it wasn't, nobody wasn't really looking for no coaches when he retired. Like, all those jobs were filled.
Yeah, so he wanted
to get
in
where he
fit
in.
He wanted to stay close to
the
NBA.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I agree with that. Those are two jobs that are tremendous ins and outs and things that you have to learn. A TV analyst and a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
So, damn,
come back this way. Come back this way. Well, say that up. Say it again. Say it again.
I can understand them pausing or hitting the pause button when it comes to the currency. I don't.
Well, can I say this? I'm going to put it this way. I'm going to say that I would consider Sam first, and then Chauncey, you know, would be the second one. But as you say, ready now, and I think, you know, really want that and deserve that more so, I'll put Sam first and then Chauncey after Sam. But is definitely top on the list.
Right. And Ted, the second what you saying, like, even what Kill was saying, he don't think Chauncey ready. Like, who thought Derek Fisher was ready? They didn't Steve Nash was playing soccer. They went over there and got him. He was kicking balls. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He was over there, kicking balls and playing soccer. So it ain't a matter of that. It's the knowledge. Like, the knowledge is what they're really looking for. Do you really know the game, period?
And also,
and Chauncey knows the game. Both of them know the game.
But I want to touch, it's also connection because Paul Silas' son has a job at Houston. He's never played.
See?
But his father has coached,
right?
You know, and then also you got to look at Walter. He got that job with L.A. because he played with L.A. And then also connections,
right.
You know, because his father was a legend. So you know, his demeanor. So he was. So a lot of things goes with this being coach. It's connection. It's. You know, it's a whole bunch of things, ins and out, man.
Right.
Like you said. And also,
right.
Like you say, Kiel, being ready, you know, if you're ready, you know. So, it's a whole bunch of elements, man, to that, man. So, but I agree totally with you, Kiel. There's no reason that Sam Cassell should not be coaching, and especially he should be coaching the Wizards.
Yeah.
Mm.
He should be coaching somewhere. I don't care where it's at. He should be coaching something. I mean, he is an assistant coach, but he should be somebody's head coach on somebody's team somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try to limit the man just for y'all team. I'm just saying, yeah. Period.
Right. Exactly.
He need to be
right. Exactly.
He need to be a head coach in this NBA world.
Hey, you know who's getting a break, though? You know who's getting a real break? Who would have got fired if he was of a different, you know, tone? Brad Stevens from Boston.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because I don't know what they falling like crazy over there.
You know, so didn't make no moves. So Danny Ainge.
You got my man Boston here. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I switched headphones. Marcus, welcome to Kale's Corner, Marcus. What's your tip there with
that? Hey,
Marcus. Information above given.
What's going on, Pete?
Hey,
Marcus.
How y'all feel?
All right.
Yeah, I don't really have much on the. I text you, bro. I don't really have much on this one. I'm listening on this one. I'm going with the majority.
Sam Cassell.
Nah.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. I respect that.
And you know what? That's Mark, man. Because I remember boxing and MMA and UFC. That's
okay.
Right now.
Okay.
We can have our conversations in the evenings hey man, I ain't in on this one, man. Y'all could talk with y'all. What talk about this one, man? Hey, that's my man.
But guess what, Marcus? You had something to say next week because Canelo fighting this week.
You had something to talk about. You already know that's my brother from another mother. But the thing is, we already know what that conversation is going to be like. I'm bored with the sport with that. I'm bored with that sport too, man. They're going to have to do something.
Oh no,
man, they're going to have to do something.
Hey, Dad, you we watch a cool time.
Here, you got your phone doing some crazy mess tonight.
Yeah. That was great. That UFC fight that we watched the other night was great. You hear me better now?
Yes. Much.
Yes.
Okay. That was great. And I said, Ted is my witness. I said, I don't know how many times, man, boxing need to step their game up. Boxing and I was trying to think back, not the last time that I saw a fight that I was hyped over, but a fight that gave everything its promise. And I had to go all the way back to Mike Tyson, Douglas.
Well,
it ain't both. I had to go all the way back to Douglas.
Come back.
I like Mayweather, so I was always caught up in.
Stay right there, don't move.
Hey, Kale.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Kale.
Go ahead.
Try to turn off your Wi-Fi. It sounds like your
I was on mute. I just turned myself off mute. Now, when you ask me a question. I was on mute, though. Wasn't me.
No, I said Ted.
No, you said Ted. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you said Ted. I'm sorry.
No. Kale, turn your Wi-Fi off because it might be trying to fight between your Wi-Fi and your regular service.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like. That's exactly what it sounds like. Just hit your Wi-Fi real quick.
What about now?
Perfect. Oh, you sound perfect.
Oh, dang, that was it now.
Look at Big Boy. Go, Big Boy.
No, that's Marcus.
No, that's Mark.
Oh, that was Marcus. Go, Marcus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get him right. Get him right, Marcus.
You ain't lying.
Get him right, Marcus Aurelius.
Oh, shit. Oh, my bad. I cut.
5-6-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9
Head down, check my neck. Baby, how you feeling?
You know, I love her confidence. You know what I mean? I don't necessarily appreciate the confidence that has leaked out, throughout society because of her. But I appreciate her confidence. You understand what I'm saying?
I can't with you right now. I can't.
No, I'm serious. Because, you know, you look on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. And
hanging out.
Yeah, man. You know, the other night I had a taste for some, for a bratwurst. And I just seen anyway, you know. It took my it took the warning of a buckwurst away from me. But yeah, this topic brings something to mind. You know, maybe it's time for people to speak up and demand that the NBA give this man an opportunity, you know, because we've seen it how Luke Walton has been given the opportunity and really,
yeah.
We have
right.
to ask the question, what in the hell did Walton do to deserve this opportunity, man? Seriously. What has he done to deserve this opportunity? So,
not much.
You know, and you gotta pretty much say, you know, in all honesty, the only answer that I can come up with is it's a color thing. Because you got a man who has been a champion in this league. He's been a champion. He has won before.
Yeah.
You know? And he's overlooked for an opportunity. But then you got a guy it seemed like he retired, and the very next day, he becomes a medical advisor. I'm like, wait a minute. How is he going to go to the Lakers already? You know? Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. You know, for me, it seems to be a racial thing. So, you know.
Yeah.
You're
right.
So, you know, we... Something to be done about that. Something needs to be done about that. Mark is just checking this. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear me?
Yeah. Barely, but yeah.
Okay. I don't know what's going on, guys. We're gonna take another quick one. Real quick, we can't get this thing together with this phone. But when we come back, it is time to talk NFL draft, fellas. You know, thing going on with the NFL is just you know what? I'm gonna hold it. 563-999-3782. NFL draft next topic. We back. I had to.
That's it. When you put your arms around.
Okay. I played that song to describe me and this NFL because and understand this. I really didn't have a whole lot of expectations or wants or wishes with this draft. I realized that my team was drafting 19th, so I really didn't put a whole lot on it. I just, and you all have heard me say it, I just wanted offensive linemen. I wanted guys that would come in and that offensive line. See, I feel like with a quarterback, if you have two, you have none. With the offensive lineman, if you have two, then you have support. You have backup. You know what I mean? Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's mainly what I was looking for. But, you know, like the song say, you know, every time I turn around, back in love again, because I was upset Thursday night. But the way that Washington ended the draft Friday and Saturday, it picked me back up. And then, young man who had, touchdowns, 419 yards rushing in a college game. Washington was able to pick that running back up. So I was just pleased. I was with the tight end we picked up, the linebackers we picked up, with the corner, the safety, and the offensive tackle. I was pleased all around the board. Trish, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes.
What did San Francisco do that you like?
Well, I mean, we picked up Trey Lance, which was one of the two that I preferred. And like everybody kept saying, we trying to get Mac. I knew that we wasn't gonna get Mac Jones because he's not our style quarterback. He's not the type of style that we looking for. So out of the two, we took Trey Lance. I still prefer Justin Fields, and I still think that it's going to be all over again. We should have picked Aaron Rodgers type deal. You know, one of those, we're going to have to see him all the time somewhere. And it's going to be just a steady reminder that either Trey Lance going to have to step his game all the way completely up and get it done. But the cool thing about it is we still have Garoppolo. Like, we still have Garoppolo.
Yes,
so he'll start most of the games, you know. Hopefully he won't get hurt, and if he don't get hurt, you know, the sky's the limit for him. But if he get hurt, at least we got Trey Lance that we can put in, because he not ready to go in right now, but he'll be, after six games in, I think he'll be ready to go in. So if he can hold off being hurt or, you know, sick or anything, come down to at least game six, I think we'll be good, because we re-signed everybody else. So we'll be great.
All right. Ted, you've been calling me all weekend. Go ahead and get your gloat. Go ahead and get your gloat in there.
You already know. I done put an order in for the jersey, but the thing is, I don't know which number he's going to get, you know, because Shannon Sharp talking crazy. He should get number 10 or number 11 since he was the number 11 pick and 10 people was in front of him or whatever. I said, no, just going to get number one. That's what you played at. That was your number in college, and that's what they had you on draft day. Right. So keep it number one.
All right.
That's
all
it.
Right.
I love our pickup.
I'm sorry, y'all. Forgive me. I approached this subject wrong. I meant for us to give a grade, for our team. Me, I give my Washington team a B. I give them a B plus, to be honest. Because every pick was a pick for necessity, and I can see the grown-ups are making decisions now. Trish, what grade you give in San Francisco?
We got an A.
Oh, okay. Okay. Ted, what grade you give in Chicago?
I'm going to give us an A also.
Lou, what grade are you giving your Jets?
I give him a B.
Why? And tell us why.
Well, we got what we wanted. I think this is going to make it great. I think this is going to, you know, be great for our defense. So I think it's, you know, but this is what we got. I think it's going to be a much better season for the Jets.
Okay. I can hold on to that. Marcus, come on, man. Tell me what you give in Washington. What grade?
Oh, I give him the same grade, Kel. The only reason why it's not a better grade is because I feel like they could have made a couple more moves up and down during the draft, and I wanted them to take an offensive lineman first. But I like the choice that they made with the linebacker. I'm just glad they didn't try to go and get something other than a defensive player, more like, you know, a wide receiver or something like that. I'm glad they didn't do that. So I'm giving them a B plus because they're making good choices.
Okay.
With y'all second pick, you know, Marcus, y'all round two, second pick, y'all got a offensive tackle. So that was pretty
good.
Yeah, I know.
But I wanted them to address the offensive tackle first. I really did. I was nervous with them going the route they went. But I mean, they trying to make the defense, man, even better than what it was. So We had a discussion a couple weeks ago. So yeah, I'm with it. But like he said, they kind of made up for it on Friday. So.
Yeah, right, still right. Come on, 202-236. What's your name? 202-236. Okay, you can remain anonymous. That's cool. 301-232. 301-232.
Yeah.
That's you.
I'm trying to. Hold on. Yo, what's up?
Yo.
I'm not ready to give an opinion on what grade I'm giving my team, but I'm just listening on the conversation. You know?
Okay. This is my man, Al.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Al?
What's up, man?
Yo,
That's what's up.
So you ain't ready to get a Giants grade yet, huh? let me grade them for you.
Hey. Go ahead. You give me the grade.
Incomplete.
I concur.
But to be honest, the Giants are the only team in our division that I'm really concerned with because y'all getting Saquon back this year. And I've been privileged to watch a couple of videos and tapes. And Saquon looked like he's done got himself together. He's looked like he's more healthier than he was in the beginning. So, you know, more power to y'all, man. More power to y'all, for real. Let's go to my man Kirby. What's up, Kirby?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Hey, how's everybody? When I was born, you know, they did the C-section thing, which probably explains why when I leave my house, I go out the window.
What grade you giving our Washington football team, Kirby?
B plus.
Right.
I've done watched all the YouTube films on these guys. We got two wide receivers. The one we don't know much about actually also ran punts back, and I like his quick shifty moves on kickoff returns, and he made some fantastic one-arm catches there in college. So he has a lot of potential, you know. And the other one, the one that we do know about, he was the number two quarterback's main target. Fields' main target.
Okay.
So, you know, that's good, and of course, tight end. You know, we needed a tight end. We did good. You know, we got our offensive tackle there from University of Texas Longhorns, and you know, he's a big old Texas boy. And we got a couple of wide receivers. We got a couple of defensive backs. We got a linebacker that shows a lot of promise there in the first round pick. So, and we started with 8 picks and we got 10 picks. So I think it was a very good draft. Of course, only time will tell. That's the bad thing about the draft. You really don't know until a year later if it was a great draft or not. You know, I was real high on Josh Dotson because he's from TCU and he single-handedly whooped up all my Texas Longhorns. You know, made look like all world. You know, and then he comes here and gets hurt and misses the whole year, and he causes our general manager to put his fist through the wall. Through the door, and you know, he didn't pan out, you know, so you know you really can't judge for sure until you see them play and how well they fit into the scheme and the system and everything. Mm-hmm. But I'm just trusting successful coaches, you know, Jack Del Rio, as far as being a defensive coordinator and ex linebacker in the NFL, ex all pro and all that. Riverboat Ron being with the 85 Bears to 89, and they know what they're doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna give him a B+.
Hey, that's a good grade. That's a good grade, and I can agree with you, Kirby, because as I said, we see the adults are running the organization now. They're not just jumping out there cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, grabbing up lolly dolly anybody. No, that's not our game plan anymore. They are actually doing their homework, and they're not allowing ESPN and Sports Center and everybody else to dictate their move. No, they're doing what they need to do and getting out there and getting into the process. The mm-hmm. process. Kirby, you mentioned Josh Dotson, and I don't think anybody disappointed me more. Well, I'll take that back. Brian Arakpo disappointed me severely. but on the offensive side, no one disappointed me more than Josh Dotson, because when he was at TCU, the man made all type of Odell Beckham style catches, and you know, he just looked like a force. Like he could not be stopped. And mm-hmm. once he actually got with the Skins, and you know, I understand injuries and, you know, things of that nature, but It appeared that he had completely lost his will. It appeared that he had given up completely. So, you know, hey, hopefully that is the past. We don't have to worry about anyone coming in with that defeatist type attitude again. We don't have to worry about anyone giving up and quitting. You know, hopefully everybody will come into camp with the mindset of doing the work that needs to be done to not just be a better player, but to help this team be a better team.
Right.
All right. We're gonna take a quick one. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. And when we come back, I want you guys to tell me what else could your team have done? What do you think that they missed out on? Because every football fan wants more than what the team is able to draft. So when we come back, we're going to discuss team for team, what was missing? What would we appreciate seeing?
Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy. On a 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick the tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Don't stop. Keep the door locked. Don't knock while the boat rock. We go by the robot, so they gotta wait till the show stops. Or how about on the beach with black sand? Outside and call me the Pac-Man. Tabletop, just give me the lap dance. The rock to the park to the point to the flatland. That man ain't ludicrous. Woo! In the public bathroom or in the back of the classroom. However you want it. Lover gon' see, I cast them and I pass them. Get a tight grip and I grasp them. I flash them and I'll last them. And if it ain't good, then I trash them. Why you sass them? I let them free and they tell me what's their fantasy. Like up on the roof. Tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know what's your fantasy.
Hey Marcus, yeah, I remember that. This cat named Paris, we know, older gentleman. He used to sing that ludicrous song. And look, have himself a great time. You hear me? You get the dancing and all that. All right. Now we're going to switch things real quick. Treece, tell me what San Francisco, and I know you gave them an A, but what could they have done to satisfy you a little more? Come on, Treece.
That's what
they could have
done.
You said what? I didn't hear you.
They should have picked Justin Fields. For that third pick instead of Trey Lance. That's just me. That's just the fan in me talking. I don't, you know, heck, I just thought he would have been a better fit for the team. And also, we could have picked up a center.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. If we would have done those two things, I would have been, like, really, really happy, being as though I'm on the countdown. So, yeah, I would have been extremely excited if we would have picked up Justin Fields and another center. But Trey Lance is cool. We're going to, you know, we're going to have to make it do what it do. Next man up. Ain't that what I always say?
Always. Always. Come on, Marcus. What could Washington have done to make it a better draft for you?
Like I said, I'm pretty pleased with what they did, but I wish they would have address the offensive line early in the draft. You know, in the first round, not the second round, in the first round, because I was definitely nervous, man. I was nervous when they did, but I still think they could have moved around and got key players, key individuals. But I mean, they stuck to what they said they was gonna do, so.
You're right.
I'm not mad.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Ted, come on, Ted.
Hey, well, first of all, Kel, I would like to change my grade if I can, because I am the instructor or the teacher or whatever. I would like to give them an A minus to B plus, because the reason is because they had to take this class over, because 4 years ago they failed. Okay, when they didn't get Deshaun.
Oh, come on, Ted. Come
on,
Ted. You can't hold them hostage for 4 years.
But no, I have to, because they had to repeat. They had to make up for that, man. So if they didn't get the quarterback Justin Fields, I'm sorry, Lady T. We got him. I'm sorry. That's just that was the plan. You know. So but and I'm also happy with the fact we addressed the offensive line. We got a couple of offensive tackles. It's one from Oklahoma, and I can't really think of their names offhand right now. We addressed also the running back situation. We got a running back, and we also got a wide receiver. So we're decent, you know. But let me get this, man. It's my daughter. I'll check back with you, man. Love.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go to Kirby. Kirby.
Okay, we had a shot at getting that really good Alabama running back, Harris, I think it was. And we passed over him. You know. And at the time I was thinking, well we should have taken him, even though we didn't really need one right now. You just never know. You know, I like Barber, but I think Harris would have been a step up over Barber. You know, Barber gets you on third and one, he gonna get 2 yards, you know. But you know, I like this guy from Alabama that's running back. He can, you know. But that's the only one that I really, you know, when we passed over this guy Dallas took, the linebacker from Notre Dame, I think.
Penn State.
Who?
Dude from Penn State. Well, their pick was before us. Their pick was before us. So that linebacker from Penn State, that was the first guy that they picked. So we wouldn't have had an opportunity to go after him anyway. But which guy are you talking about?
Well, remember Lawrence Taylor was really, really good because of Carter and some other deep, you know, because of their front seven, he was able to move around because these other guys could handle the load. You know, they could handle the double team blocks and stuff. Well, we got the guy that made the Cowboys guy look good. You know what I mean? So I like that.
Okay. That's what's up. I'm like Marcus, you know, more attention to the offensive line off the break. I'm happy with the linebacker selection that you know, we made, but I would have loved to see some offensive linemen. I mean, I can understand you don't want to pick offensive linemen early in the first, but 19, that's kind of far enough away from the top where it's justifiable to pick up an offensive lineman. And ever since Trent Williams, I have been looking for another Trent Williams. Ever since he's parted ways with us, I want another one. I've wanted another one, and you're going to get that in the first round. You're going to get that in the first round. Now, these young guys that we have both drafted and undrafted free agents to fill the void, and I'm hearing that we're finally going to say bye-bye to Morgan Moses. So, you know, everybody knows how happy I am about that. You know, I'm ecstatic over that one because Yeah, Morgan Moses, please. Let's see if my man Al ready. Hey, Al, you ready for me, man? Okay, he probably...
I can give...
Oh, goodness gracious, Al.
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead, Al. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm on my
yeah. Huh?
Wait. No, I ain't ready for you. I'm
going to
listen.
Okay. No problem. I feel like we're... I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just I miss football so much. You know, I'm ready for it to come back, you know. But I'm curious when I say it's going to be something special of a season. I really, truly do. And not just for my team, but all teams. All teams. I'm so looking forward to how each individual team approaches this 2021 season. You know, are we gonna have OTAs? You know, are we gonna have proper training camps? You know, will these guys be subject to another season of almost doing it, you know what I'm saying, or almost not doing it, you know. I'm just looking forward to what this season can, what I feel this season could bring. Marcus, you feel what I'm saying, Marcus? Do you have that feeling like it's going to be a little more than it was?
I think he's on mute, but Kel, I do agree with you that it seems like it's like the energy around is a lot lighter. It's not so gloomy. Like, people not talking about it's gonna be the same old thing as last year. People not talking like that. People talking like, y'all see the moves we made. We gonna be doing this. We added this piece. Da da da. But these kids just coming out of college. Huh? These kids that's coming out of college right now, these kids are hungry. Like, nothing I've ever seen in my life. Like, these kids are coming out like they want to win. Like, look at Chase Young and that little whole Sweat and Montez and all of them. They was hungry. They was flying across, this, you know, trying to get at people. That's how football I want to see. I want to see that kind of football. And that's the kind of football that I think we're going to get this go around, because every team looks like they're building up and trying to do what the most that they can do for their team, you know, besides one or two teams here and there. But for the most part, I think we're going to have some smash mouth football coming up this year.
Yeah, and I can respect that. You hear me? I can respect that, you know. Nothing bothered me more than to see teams, players giving, I'm not even going to say half-hearted effort, just, you know, and it bothered me so bad, you know. It bothered me so bad, and I feel as though we're going to be away from that now. I really do. Kirby, does the grandbaby want to be on, Kirby?
Yes, he does.
Is that the grandbaby?
Yes, he does, because I tell you what, he runs wide open. But your co-host, Catrice, use my word. They hungry. H-O-N-G-R-I-E. Hungry. They are hungry to show what they can do. And Golden, and maybe Cam Sims Jr. Mm-hmm. might have a little pressure there
because these two wide receivers coming out, they're going to try to earn a spot. They're going to to make that 53-man roster because they hungry.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little competition.
Nothing at all. I welcome the competition. I welcome the competition because guess what? Guess what? For so many years, and we all might not admit this, but we know it to be true. At Ashburn, Washington Park, Washington Football Club Park, more jobs was given out because I like him, over the fact that this player is really producing. This player is really putting the team in a better place, a better chance to win.
Wasn't even good practices. It was half-assed practices. It was like a country club.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Well, no more of that country club mess. No more and I'm going to say something as a Washington fan. Nothing irritated me more than to watch Brian Arakpo with the one same move year after year. He'd engage with the offensive lineman or the tight end and just throw his hands up in the air waiting for the referees to call holding. And too many times the ref looked at it like, dude, come on, man. And how can I say that? How do I know that? Because I used to watch the referees look at him like, you're not going to get a whistle for that, dude. Come with something else.
Academy Award. Trying to get Academy Award for acting.
We're not subject to that. As Washington fans, we're not subject to that anymore. Guys on this squad, they're going to have to play to earn their spot.
They're going
to have to produce. They're going to have to answer to the adults that are running the team, and it's not a favoritism thing. We saw it. As much as I love Darryl Green, as much as I love and respect Darryl Green, all of us saw when he lost his step, but he was still allowed to be out there. And I'm talking about back when Schottenheimer was here, Marty Schottenheimer was our coach. And we were trying to turn things around, but they would not sit Darryl Green. To me, that's a roster spot, a spot of necessity. That's a spot of necessity. And if you keep a player whose talents are diminishing, you're giving the offense an upper hand, the opposing offense.
Right.
So
you're in a line of work, Kel. You're in a line of work that you don't make the same mistake once. You got certain fundamentals and certain guidelines and certain procedures to protect you against that electrical current. And if you take shortcuts and you are daydreaming and you don't have your mind on your business, you're going to get a shock out of it. You know what I mean? These players are going to get a shock when they try to skate and try to go half speed at practice, because Riverboat Ron done laid the law down. He said, look, but you want to play on this team, you're going to give 100%. He don't have no favorites. He's going to look at that film and he's going to say, Kirby, you missed the block here. You were flat footed or whatever. And he's going to look at Kel and say, Kel, you know, this and that.
Captain,
I mean,
he's gonna come everybody out the way he needs. I feel you.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's how the pros do it. That's how Lombardi did it. That's how Hank Stram did it. That's how George Allen did it. That's how Joe Gibbs did it. You know. Right. What's that white-haired guy out there in the 49ers that won a lot of bowls, you know, with Jerry Rice in Montana? Huh?
Yeah,
him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what I think.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm excited. We're going to win this NFC East. I don't have any doubt. I know it in my know.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going with you, Kirby. I'm rolling with Kirby. You know what I mean? Kirby approaching this season with confidence. DMVK are gonna approach this season with confidence. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782 is the number. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back on the corner for show. This for you, boo. My baby treat. Come on, Marcus. Go ahead, Marcus. Get it off your chest. What do you want to say, Marcus?
Can you hear me, bro?
Yes, sir.
All right. See, I heard Trees, right? And she was awful excited about the season, but she sound real excited about our team, though. Didn't she sound like that, though? Because, look, her example was about our defense. Not about her defense, man. She was
talking about
his
defense. He was already talking about the – Let me sir, I never said I hated y'all. Kale, back me up. I always support your team.
No, she hasn't. She
not
does.
A complete fan. I don't buy your memorabilia.
Okay.
I don't do that. But
okay.
I give credit where credit is. That's period. And I live here. So I can't hate where I live. I don't do that.
All right. I feel you.
You get credit where credit is due.
Yeah,
Mikhail,
I do.
You asked me a question. You asked me about being excited about the whole, do I have this feeling like it's going to be a great year? I really do. But I have more of that feeling about my team this year, man. And you know me, like I never like really, because you know fans always just be hopping on their team, especially Redskins fans. We always talk about how we gonna do this year. I really feel like we gonna make something happen this year. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Marcus, I think everybody feel like that about their team because of the moves that they made, except for certain teams, because a lot of, like, Green Bay didn't make smart moves. The Giants, you know, didn't. Seattle didn't. A lot of people really didn't make a lot of good choices, but Washington football team, they made some good choices. I made some good choices. The Chicago Bears made good choices. I mean, a lot of teams made good choices. That's why I think this year's football games are going to be, people are going to be glued to the TV. I'm talking about glued. It's going to be no traffic outside. Everybody's going to be glued to the TV or at the game itself.
Right.
Because people are just going to be busting out the scenes to see what's going to go on and how these little young players are going to turn out.
I can't remember a time, and I'm being honest, I can't remember a time I was just excited after the draft. You know, I know we got the draft, then we got to go through OTAs, and then we got to go through preseason, and then the regular season start. And my excitement, enthusiasm usually ramps up probably around OTAs when reports start coming out of who's looking good, who won't make the team, who will make the team, once the rosters are established. I mean, then my excitement picks up. Then my excitement picks up. But here, this day, and I'm talking about May the 4th, I am excited for my Washington football team. I'm excited. And listen, I've even accepted the name Washington football team. You know, I was one of them people that were like, come on, man, you got to come up with a name and blah, blah, blah. I could care less. Keep doing and showing the progress that you're showing on the field, and that's fine for me. That is fine for me. We'll get around to naming this team. You know, we'll get around to putting a new mascot in play. You know, hey, why not in tribute to Chief Z, put his picture on the helmet. You know what I mean? There are so many things that we could do there. And because building a team, a winner, is what's most important, I'm ecstatic. I'm ecstatic about that, you know, because these guys want to win. These guys are willing to make the sacrifices that are necessary to be winners. And that's all, at the end of the day, that's all you can ask for. Seriously.
Yeah.
That's all you can ask for.
Yeah. So,
you know, we won't see another Clinton Portis bust out, run all the way down to the goal line and lay down because he don't want to get hit. Go ahead, T. What you about to say?
Right. No, I was just saying this, you know, talking about that team too. But I wanted to switch gears just a little teeny bit and talk about the MLB just for a second, because I wanted to mention, you know, last week when we were talking about the Nats, y'all was at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Now y'all at the top.
Now we're here. Yep.
So now y'all at the top.
But still
the Giants,
over 150. Let me say this real quick.
Go ahead.
I'm not getting excited yet because we still got over 140-something games left to play. So when we break it down and it's only 40-some games to play or 30-some games to play, that's when I'll get excited. That's when I'll get, okay, yeah, now we're here. You know, right now, play good, guys. Enjoy where you are. You know, And to make it a known fact, it's pitching. It's pitching that is doing us justice now as a team. Yep. It is that bullpen and what those guys are doing.
Right behind y'all. The Phillies right on your butt. They like a half a game behind y'all. But it's been back and forth between the two of y'all for the last couple of weeks now. You know, back and forth between the two of y'all. We always been on the top of our league. Well, we wasn't always. The Dodgers was there, and then it's back and forth between San Francisco Giants and the Dodgers. So we've been back and forth between the two of us, and the Nationals is going back and forth between y'all and Philly. So if y'all can just keep that going back and forth all the way to the end of the year, I mean, the last man standing, leave her all the rest of them jokers in the back, you good.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's a lot more games left. So it's a whole lot.
Well, and to be honest with you, unlike the Wizards, the Mystics, the Nets have owners, the learners, they have an ownership group that they put full attention into their product. And David Martinez, if somebody is not cutting the cheese, he cut the string instantly, sent him down the minor league and let them do whatever they need to do down there to get themselves together. So you ain't got to worry about the Nationals at all. At all.
Right.
They are always going to find their way to the top. They are always going to. They are the cream of that division, believe it or not. Barring a bunch of injuries or the pitching, you know. And one thing that's good about the pitching being reliable early, they set a mantra, and they get it in their mind. This is what we do. This is accepted. This is not accepted. And those guys go out and show. And you know, not to be funny, it really feels to me that mantra is going throughout the DMV sports landscape, judging with the Wizards, judging with the Washington football team, judging with the Capitals. You know, DC United has never lost this way, you know.
Right.
And the Nationals, these teams have, it seems to me that these teams have made up in their minds that we're going to be winners. We're going to be there at the end when it's all said and done, you know. And each team is preparing themselves to be just that. So it's an exciting time for DMV, this DMV sports scene. And we just have to, you know, as fans, be patient and embrace it. Be patient and embrace, you know. Nothing is going to happen overnight. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing at all. But if you got a team that's building and working and everybody is has given in to the philosophy that it takes to be winners, then you already got one foot in the right direction. The second foot. So if these guys mentally get it right, and then physically get it right, look out sports world. Look out sports world. Because these dudes are paid to bring it. And that to me, after all we've been through as sports fans, you know, I remember one night my son, my 19-year-old son. He said, "Dad, why you like them so much, Dad? You know, why?" And this was the Nats. This was the Nats. And I told him, I said, "Man, I've been a part of this team since they first came here. Loved this team since they first came here. I can't just let go. I can't just say no, you know, I'm leaving them alone." When they won that World Series,
right,
and he celebrated and drunk some champagne, and we yelled, and, you know, we went to the parades, and he looked at me and said, "I understand now."
Yep.
"I understand now." He was like, man. I said, "Well, peep this, son. I've done this three times with the football team. I've been to three celebrations with the football team." And he told me, "I understand your love for your teams now. I see why." And he claimed Washington team, but their players, he's more so a fan of players than their team now, you know. And hey, I can understand that, you know. Kevin Durant is a monster, you know. Why not be a fan of him, you know? Mike Trout, he's a beast, you know. Messi, he's a great soccer player. Why not be a fan of those guys, you know? You know, I can understand that, but it got to be the home team that you rep, son. You rep that player. You rep him or her, but home.
Not the whole
team. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted to get out in a nutshell. Let's see what this crazy Kirby got to say. Hey, Kurt.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, a person's attitude determines their altitude. You know, if they're dedicated, they love the team, they feel like the team is their family, they understand that they have to, you know, it's not just getting hot at 211 degrees. You got to push yourself, get that one more degree, and then you're boiling. We need a boiling team.
Right.
We need a team that wants to win, that will not be satisfied until we win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Rivera wants to go back and win a Super Bowl. He should have won the last one, you know, when they played the Broncos. But he was facing Peyton Manning and Phillips, the defensive coordinator and all that. And, you know, I really think they were a little overconfident. But that Panthers team was a good team that year. And so, I mean, he knows how to build a team. And that's what he's doing. But every pick that he is a young guy willing to learn. He's coachable. He has high character, and he's willing to learn. And the upside is they'll all catch on and get better and better. We had one weakness, and that was against the run. We got a guy now that's a Davis guy. And from Kentucky with over 100 tackles. He gets in there and he makes a tackle.
Kirby. You know, I can listen to you all night, Kirby. I can listen, but we are up against it. We are up against it. God, I hate when the time runs out on us like this because I want to hear it. So you know what that tells me, Kirby? You be one of the first callers on Thursday because I want to hear about this guy. I want to hear
I'm
about this
be,
guy.
I'm going to be in the hospital. I'm going to be in the VA Thursday. I can't make it Thursday, but I'll be back.
Oh, wow.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll be calling you, Kirk.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Prayers go well
all right.
For you.
All right,
keep
right,
you in our prayers.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
We definitely going to keep you in our prayers, bro.
Thank you very much. And I'll be sure to say hi to my probation officers from you and Shell. All right.
Hi, Kirby.
Kirby,
he said the probation officer. Kirby, a damn
Kirby's
fool.
Crazy.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Missy. Go ahead, Missy. Floor is yours.
Look, I'm going to follow that. You want me to go after Kirby? Follow Kirby?
you
well,
good.
You know.
You're a professional. You're a professional.
Well, you guys know we love you guys. We love you all. Everybody that, you know, listen and support us, we love you. Look, we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Love and hug on anybody. Just love and hug them. Just grab them and hug them and love them. Tell them and whisper in their ear. Tell them 563-999-3782. Tell them that number is Kale's Corner number. We're always here Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Just tell them to tell somebody else, okay? We love them and we love you all.
Hey, hey, what I got to say? You're nothing at all. You know, my co-host, I told y'all she was magnificent. Y'all thought I was playing. Well, she done splattered magnificent all over y'all, all over y'all. And listen, look out for each other out there, y'all. Look out for each other. Make sure the people that need to know you love them. Know that you're caring for them and know that you're looking out for them. And we will see you all next Thursday. I'm going to say next Thursday.
Yeah.
We see you all Thursday. Treats has told you we love you. So DMV Kills is just going to mock her words. But there ain't number love here. And look here.
Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are the reason. You took my heart, all my keys, and my passion. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration.
You
mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. But I wake up and everything's wrong. Just get ready for work.
Done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see
see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon, but I know you need to get done, 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 done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly, I got niggas tryna end me, oh, yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face-to-face. You could pick the time and the place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work, 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 work.
It's send me up there, work, 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 work. It's in me,